Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. I swear my voice is going to make it at least through Super Bowl Sunday so I can get down to that Verizon party when I'll be like this. We're doing a cup of soup or bowl all week. I'm wearing my Fadley shirt because I'm throwing myself on the mercy of the whole world that we had a snafu on Tuesday that had forced us to move it till 2 weeks from now, which I will do. But with Coco's Wednesday, State Fair Thursday, Friday at Cooper's, I promise I'm still healthy. I'm okay. Thanks for asking. I did have a death of a friend on Tuesday, but things are going to be fine this week. We're going to get it all back out. And you know why? Because we have the Magic 8-Ball, and I get to rub the Magic 8-Ball. I love these tickets. I may never give these tickets up. John Martin is here. He's the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. He puts us out on the road in this crazy Maryland Crab Cake Tour that this week is turned into a marathon. We're doing it for the Maryland Food Bank. It's a cup of soup or bowl. Please don't snow on Wednesday night. John, it's Super Bowl week here, too. The big game is this week, and they make really good gumbo at Cooper's, so I figured this is my perfect homage to the Crescent City and New Orleans in the game that we're not in.
Nice gumbo. Very nice play in there. Yeah, work that into the mix. Fun time. Big game on the weekend. Lots going on here, day in, day out, Maryland Lottery and Gaming. Plenty to talk about. And if for some reason you have to go on the DL a little bit, I may be able to pinch hit if you need somebody to cover the show.
No, I'm fine. I don't even want to. People are asking me what happened Tuesday. I'll tell you off the air. I'll admit it eventually because it was so dumb that I need to get through the week before I admit it. That's all I'm going to say about it. But this is a timeout in college basketball, but it's sort of like on me, you know, whatever that means. It's my fault because I'm in charge. I mean, you know, like you're in charge of the Maryland Lottery and Gaming. So this week, let's talk a little Super Bowl to start things, and then we'll get into all the cool stuff that we do because there's only one big game, and I know you had some things on it. And I have one Ravens ticket left here from our promotion last year. You also have dates too. So there's just football news going on right now in football week.
Well, let's start with the football news closest to home. We talk about it all season long when we have our Ravens scratch-off tickets, and many people are look forward to it every year. They look forward to the chance to win cash, but they also look for those wonderful prizes. And the crown jewel in the prize is season tickets for 20 years. We have six semifinalists. They will all be invited to M&T Bank Stadium on Wednesday, February 19th. And we will then reveal who of those six will be the lucky winner for season tickets for the next 20 years.
Well, I happen to know a guy who won last year, who is literally my guest today as we tape this at Coco's. TJ Humphries won last year. He is a specialist in counseling other folks. He took his daughters to the game this daughter to the game this year. So I'm going to be hearing his story, and we'll tell that next week here at WNST at Baltimore Positive. So, but the second chance part of the app and downloading the app, I tell people about that all the time, and that's really the easiest way to play a lot of the scratch-offs when I give them out, whether it's Magic 8-Ball or the Monopolies. Having the app changes everything. It's a game changer, and it allows you to, I mean, if you were in a casino gambling, you want to take every opportunity to win as much money as you can. There's just no doubt about it that the app and the second chance is the way to do that across all of your games, really.
People really enjoy that extended value of a second chance, whether it's a chance to win additional cash, a certain promotion of the year, or for some fabulous prizes. So let's take a little walk. Join me, won't you? And we'll go through
Please.
this litany of things because
You
first
look
and
like Mr.
foremost,
Rogers a little bit today with the sweater, so I like that. I feel like you're going to be
nice.
educational here, and I'm going to be student Nestor. That's my favorite Nestor.
Hey, let's start with our Keno Ice Cold Cash promotion. This is a fun thing we've done this year. We actually do it in the summer when the weather warms up, not the ice cold cash part of it, but the heat wave part of it. But the complement to the ice cold cash for those lucky people who enter into their Keno tickets into My Lottery Rewards through now, February 9th is our cutoff date coming up very soon. We have weekly winners, and based on the temperature at BWI Airport from the week before, we'll determine how large a prize they win. So the first 3 weeks, it has been below 25 degrees, which means they get the maximum value of $10,000. And the fun part about this is that we get winners from all over the state. And most recently, we had David Goad from Prince Frederick, Maryland, Robert Golden from Middle River. We had Achakabee Malavia from Upper Marlboro. And then two more that I think we're going to get our Rand McNally out on.
All right. I love playing this game. John Martin, executive director of the Maryland Lottery, plays. It's Where's Waldo is a game that we play. This is sort of where is this interesting name of a town? We've had Sunshine, Maryland. I educated him about Hollywood and California, Maryland, that are very close to each other. And I even educated my wife since we chatted last week about Texas, Maryland, that we've all driven through if we've ever been on Warren Road between York Road and 83. So,
So, are
listen,
you
in my
ready?
next life, when they fire me from all this, I'm going to be like my dude Albie D and just do traffic. But I'll know where these places are when I do traffic reports. I'm going
So
to be
what
that guy.
we have two, and the first one's going to be kind of a gimme.
All right, go ahead.
Kevin Simmons from Montgomery Village, Maryland.
Montgomery Village, Maryland has to be in Montgomery County, right?
Well, it
No?
doesn't have to be,
No?
but
Montgomery Village, Maryland has to be in Montgomery County. Yeah, it is. I don't say. Don't take it the wrong way. I know you're in charge of all of Maryland, but that's the other side of Maryland. That's the side that roots for the Burgundy and Gold team that played a week longer than we did this year. And it's near Germantown, by the way. So if that means anything, it's near Germantown, near Gaithersburg. So I can say, like Johnny Cash, I've been there. I've been there. I've been everywhere, man.
Well, and you probably did this next one too, so don't get too far afield from where you are now. Stanley Green from Brandywine,
Oh, that's easy.
Maryland.
Yeah. Well, they had like a racetrack there and stuff like that. So Brandywine is sort of south of Upper Marlboro, sort of below Largo, sort of east of Andrews Air Force. But I know where it is. Brandywine, beautiful
Okay.
area there. Beautiful.
Yeah, on your way to Waldorf, I believe you were.
Also, probably more
Yes.
Nationals and I have to start calling them the Commanders now that the new owner has said it's Commanders. Let's go with it.
Hey,
I'm
why
gonna
shouldn't
move
he?
forward. I mean, if you can move
He has
forward
to.
with Guardians, right? And I can move forward with Ravens and not Colts. Think about it, right? I move forward with Skipjacks, not Clippers, right? So I have changed names of teams that I cheer for. The Commanders are Maryland's team now that they're successful.
Oh boy. Oh
Well,
boy.
your
Oh
last
boy.
two winners are in that area. They really are. So,
Yes, yes. So, and we have one more week of our Keno Ice Cold Cash promotion, but we have plenty of weeks left on our Monopoly Second Chance
hold on, can
promotion.
I hold
Enter
these
your
up?
non. Oh, you
These
got them?
are
You ready?
beautiful. Yeah. By the way, I
They are.
root against your Keno thing. Is it okay for me to say that? I don't want it to be colder. I mean, I want people to win money, but I don't want it to be cold for them to win money. So anyway, these are
All right.
beautiful
Well.
tickets, by the way. I saw people scratching these at Costas on Monday. They love this game.
Yes, yes, yes. And they can enter their non-winning Monopoly scratch-off tickets into their My Lottery Rewards account for a chance to win cash prizes. We'll have six drawings, five winners each drawing for $5,000. And three of those six drawings, we will have one winner who win a special rolling cash jackpot. And that jackpot has already begun to roll. It's right now about $55,000. And it will continue to roll until we have that drawing for the first of three rolling cash winners in March, on March 10th. So go to mdlottery.com, get all the details about the Monopoly Second Chance promotion, and enter to win, and hopefully have some fun along the way. And look forward to that rolling cash jackpot increasing every day.
John Martin is here. He is the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and gaming, the gaming part, obviously mobile gaming and the big game this week. I had a weird question for you on the game, and I just was going to ask this sort of frankly on the air, but for many, many years, when gambling was something that we make the bookmaker salad and we talked about the pool cards and like ancient history, you would always see this is the biggest gambling event of the year, like all that. And I'm starting to think to myself, with the ability to gamble on all sorts of things, all sorts of days, I'm sure it's the biggest. So maybe one day of the year, but I'm not even sure that some of the other weekends where there's more big games like championship game weekend or some soccer thing or whatever, it. And I'm not putting you on the spot, but it has to be not as big of the big day and then everything else as it used to be. In my mind, I think about it that way because gambling is now, sports gambling is ubiquitous and it's there every day, not just something we talk about once a year in some way or March Madness or something like that.
You could think that. You would be wrong, but
Okay,
you could
fair enough.
think
That's
that.
why I
You
bring
could
you in.
think that. I'm going to throw a number at you. 1.39, $1.39 billion. That is the number that my friends at the American Gaming Association, the AGA, right down the road in Washington, D.C., estimate that Americans will wager $1.39 billion on this game legally. That's above board, walking into a casino or a sports book, using a legitimate, authorized, regulated sports book app on your phone, all over the country, $1.39 billion. That everything else pales in comparison. And I'm not even trying to guesstimate what the illegal offshore markets would be because we're not giving them any
So I
more
guess the thing is, if you
credit.
sports gamble, you gamble on this game. I've often wondered if this game makes someone that doesn't have an app finally
Oh,
get
sure.
one. And I don't know how where that percentage is. You know, from my mom being in on a game, you know, 20 years ago, it's in the neighborhood, you know, kiddie thing to make it fun for everybody versus what is legitimate, you know, wagering, trying to win money and thinking that this would be the all in the way that the Derby or the Preakness and horse racing. I'm just trying to think of those big events where you see the handle and you feel it in the old days, whether that's changing a little bit or not. That's all.
And I think there may be a little bit of normalization now with the other things playing catch up. But you're right. You have people who participate this day who will not participate in sports wagering any of the other 364 days of the year. That's just the reality of it. And the cumulative impact is significant. And with that, we always say play responsibly. I love the AGA's marketing plan, which is quite simply have a game plan, bet responsibly. You'll see that prominently featured leading up to and through the broadcast on game day. But yeah, we hope people have some fun. They understand what they're wagering. You know, it's good to enjoy the game and have a little something extra to enjoy it with. But please, please play responsibly. Enjoy it. Have some fun. Go easy on the queso and the nachos and the wings and the pizza and every
Not
other thing
too
else.
easy. Come on. It's an American
Hey.
holiday, you know? It's an eating
Yeah.
holiday, kind of, sort of,
Well,
isn't it?
yeah, right, exactly. So what's the best snack? What's going to be featured at the Aparicio Super Bowl Bonanza?
So here's the thing. I know there's whispers around town about a lot of things, including me not really being a journalist, but I swear I am. And these fingers and that phone and this keyboard and that television allow me to communicate socially in media. So I've become a chopsticks guy, even though I'm missing a finger. I'm very proud of my ability to eat with chopsticks. So, like, I love me some wings. I love finger foods and nachos and things like that. But anything that makes my hands, like I have to wipe off, I'm not a hand wiper off once the game starts. Once the game starts, I become much more of a drinker of liquids and much more of a, if I can put a fork into it, or just in a general sense, I wait till halftime. And I don't know who Kendrick Lamar is. I've heard of Hedley Lamar. You know, I know Lamar Jackson. I'm sure that Eddie Kendrick was at Temptations, I believe, right? So I don't know anything. So this particular halftime, maybe my hands get a little dirty. I wash them off for the second half. I'm expecting it to be
You know, that's
17-13 at half. It's gonna be a great game. So for me, it's about clean hands. Pizza works, and don't judge me. I am a Dundalk guy. Bless me, Father, for I have eaten pizza in Essex at Pizza John's. I eat Pizza John's with a fork and a knife. And that so that helps me. What'd I
a
say? Did I
fork
say
and a
something?
knife. Jeez, are
It's
you
during
kidding me?
the game, though. It's during the game. At halftime, a lot of times, honestly, during Ravens season, we always said Pizza John's pizza here on game day. We just kind of do. Or I have like some Rofo chicken. Chicken's another thing. I love chicken, Rofo chicken. They've been a long I 27 years I've been one of their spokespersons, and but fried chicken can't do it during the game. It's a
So
halftime
fork it.
thing or it's a pregame thing. It's for me.
So fork and knife. Do you have your pinky up in the air when you eat that fork and knife thing? Come
No, I
on.
eat with
Come on, man.
chopsticks because I learned how to do it and I didn't know how to do it the first time I went to China and they made fun of me in Beijing. I told you
No,
this.
believe me, they were making fun of you for other reasons.
They brought me toothpicks because I'm missing a finger and I couldn't work chopsticks. And I made it a life quest, just like I made Baltimore Positive a life quest and this Maryland Lottery sponsorship that I'm jeopardizing. We're going to have the magic eight balls we're going to be rubbing all week. week long. We're going to be at Coco's on Wednesday. We're going to be at State Fair. I'm really looking forward to getting over to Catonsville. We're doing that for the Catonsville Emergency Assistance. Caitlin Kirby's going to be coming by and taking our canned goods, and I'm pleased about that. And on Friday, we'll be at Cooper's North, where we have proper gumbo for the big game. John Martin is here. He is the executive director of all things lottery game. But by the way, I'm wearing my Fadley shirt because it's a long story about Tuesday, but I'm going to make it right for American Cancer Society. Everybody was coming out. They're going to be coming out. Jessica Normington, you know I love you. We're going to do it 2 weeks from now, so I'll have these to give away. John, did I leave anything on the table here today other than big game, do it responsibly? And I look at these Monopoly tickets and I think somebody's going to win $2 million. I'm going to have a good time with this. And I have TJ Humphries coming on this week telling stories about being a big winner. And I think winning's what it's all about for you guys and trying to have fun with this. And I hope people have fun on Sunday, even if they eat wings during the game and they get it all over their phone.
So the last little thing I would tease you with, and people can go to mdlottery.com for all the details, is that one of the many second chance prizes we have is a nice it's a nice harbinger of spring. Looking ahead, we have an outdoor kitchen package available through your My
What? I have
Lottery
outdoors. You
Rewards.
didn't tell me about this. What is this all about? This is
Oh,
the
go to
man cave, but it's more like the outdoor
yes,
family cave,
yes.
is what this is.
Exactly,
All right.
exactly. So if you are a My Lottery Rewards member, and if you're not, you may want to be just for this event. You enter 50 of your draw points, and if you know, you know, but you enter 50 of your draw points for a chance to win a 44-inch island gas grill, which features all the state-of-the-art high-efficiency burners, stainless steel warming rack, steel cooking grids, grill hood, the whole enchilada
44?
there.
You say 44? This is 44 inches right here, right? I got my tape out. So this
Look
is
at
a
you.
grill. How many hot dogs,
A lot.
hamburgers,
You can put a lot on there.
corn on the cob? All right, good. I like it.
So you got that, and that's just the starter. We have an 11-piece outdoor dining set, table and 10 chairs. So you're going to find 9 people to sit around the table with you, Nestor.
You're
We
waiting for me
have
to have a spatula, and I don't have any of that on the set for this week. So,
that's
yeah.
okay.
But
We
I'm
have you
picturing me out doing all of this because I love the outdoors for
in the
without the
package.
mosquitoes.
You will get a Cuisinart 20-piece deluxe grill set with spatula. You will get a ceramic charcoal grill and smoker. You will get, but wait, there's more. You'll get a steel outdoor fridge for keeping your adult beverages cool while you're using your spatula. All this, nearly $25,000 outdoor kitchen package. And just go to mdlottery.com, enter to win. We will have that drawing around the first week of April, April 6th.
Well, just in time
Actually,
to get it
April
out on
7th.
the deck and
Perfect.
get some proper steaks on there, some corn on the cob, whatever it is. John Martin is here. You guys do all these creative things beyond just giving away dough, right? Like people love money, but people love like second chances and TJ Humphries, my dude, this week, and going to Ravens games for the next 30 years and like all of that.
People have fun. That's what we do here. We sell fun.
All right, John Martin is here. He is selling fun this week. We'll have more winners next week. I hope to have some winners. I took pictures on Monday with cool people. I went around. It's amazing when I give these out on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, especially this week. I'm doing a couple of Super Bowl. People are bringing canned goods and doing stuff. I'm in the main bar at Costas. They had a wake in the dining room, and I wanted to stand. So we're there doing the show, and I gave these out, and people came up, and they were so appreciative to say, "We didn't win, but we're really thankful." And then somebody else came and said, "Won 10 bucks." I'm like, no, I need a picture." Boom. So we had some winners at Costas. We'll have more winners this week. We are next week in Harford County. We're going to be at Libs Grill. Harford County Executive Bob Cassidy coming by with one of my oldest friends and first sponsors, Joe Slivka, all the barn shows back in the 90s. So we're going to have some great guests at in Harford County at Libs Grill. We'll be there from noon till 5 in Bel-Air on Wednesday. And then we're going to get back to Fadley's 2 weeks from now. So big appreciation to all our friends at the Maryland Lottery, as well as Jiffy Lube and Wise Markets for putting us out this week. A cup of soup or bowl. If you're still around later in the week, come see us at State Fair on Thursday. Friday, we're going to be at Cooper's North in Timonium. Drop by, drop off some good stuff for the Maryland Food Bank and local pantries. And we talk about the Keno, ice cold this week. It is cold out, and the pantries are drying out from the holidays. Let's lift the community here a little bit. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive.